What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Draft night. Timberwolves 19th overall. Chet Holmgren from Neon Academy in Gonzaga goes number two overall to Oklahoma City. Joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, somebody that had a lot to do in the early years, the formative years with Chet Holmgren, and is with his family out there in New York City where the draft is going on. Brian Sanifer, a frequent guest. Brian, what's it been like out in New York for you?
It's like a dream come true, I tell you. I was here last year with Jalen. Now I'm here with Chet. I mean, it's a blessing, my man. It's just a blessing. Totally excited about his opportunities at OKC and for the future, hopefully for a long time for him.
What when you get out there, you know, what does it feel like for these families and as we get towards it? You don't know where you're going to get drafted. What's it like for Chet and his family on a night like this?
It was real nerve-wracking. I mean, all the anticipation of the possibility of playing with Jalen Suggs, obviously with Orlando, was something real big for us. But at the end of the day, I mean, my weight last year was probably about 20 minutes. My weight this year was probably about 8 minutes. So the stress went off everybody real quick. You know, you get notified a little bit before they announce your name. That's where you're going. So everybody at the table got kind of welled up and was a little teary-eyed, but everybody was excited. And Chet's looking forward to going to play with Shea Alexander and Josh Giddey.
Were you surprised when the Duke kid went first instead of he or Smith? Did that surprise you?
No. I mean, I'm not surprised. The reason why, because I know that his agent is Mike Miller, and Mike Miller was the number one top pick for Orlando years ago. Represented by Mike Miller. I think Mike Miller does an unbelievable job, with his guys, and I think, the relationship that he still had in Orlando, I think that played a major part. But at the end of the day, if you take Chet, Paolo, or Jabari Smith at one, I think you couldn't go wrong either way. So I'm happy for those guys as well.
What was it like for his family and for Chet when you're standing next to him and they get picked like that? Is it just a sigh of relief? What is it?
It's like your heart raises. Your heartbeat goes over about 10,000 beats a day. You could feel the electricity at the table, just the anticipation, but him getting his name called and, he was welling up and stuff like that, and you could just see the joy from everybody. So very, very humbling experience, man, I tell you. Nothing like this ever before.
I can hear them in the background as they continue to announce the name of draft picks, et cetera. Is everybody there? I mean, are you guys like, what's it like on the floor? Are you talking to the other picks and the other families, the other coaches that you know? What's
that
like?
We know a lot of AAU, we're so good for these kids. A lot of AAU coaches here. A lot of guys who were in the circle of these kids that, we could see on the road through past years that, that we've developed great relationships. I got a great relationship with Jaden Hardy's dad, Ramsey Hardy, and I'm sitting at the table with Bill W, who represents Chetty, also represents Benny Mathurin, that just got drafted the sixth pick by Indiana. So he's had two guys here in the last 10 minutes. So these guys are doing pretty good.
So what will Chet bring to Oklahoma City? What will we see right off the top?
Well, the way they get up and down is, the way Shea Alexander and Giddey like to throw a bunch of lobs and they shoot a lot of threes. I mean, the style of play that they play is going to be entertaining. I think you'll be able to compare the style of play with the guys they're trying to surround themselves with similar to the Grizzlies,
So they'll play like them a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I think so, for sure.
What do you think Oklahoma City is a city?
I didn't hear you say that again, sir.
Oklahoma City, you like that city? Is it a nice layout for a first-year player? Is it pretty calm?
I've never been to Oklahoma City, so I can't give you any action on that one.
But you'll be there next year.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I definitely will. Definitely will.
I can hear the families cheering behind you as the draft picks are made. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for giving us an up close and personal on it.
All right, appreciate it.
I'll talk to you soon. Brian Sanifer, who runs the Sizzle program with Larry Suggs, Jalen's father. And he's down there on the floor. He can't get any closer than that with the Holmgren family. And obviously, you'd like to go number one overall, but you try to quell or, you know, at least manage some of those expectations. Number two overall ain't too bad. Highest ever pick from the state of Minnesota is Chet Holmgren. Prior to this, it was Kevin McHale. But Holmgren goes number two overall to Oklahoma City. Jalen Suggs was the number five pick last year to Orlando. Lots of talk that those two would get together again and be reunited. If they took Holmgren number one overall, they did not. But as they say, finishing number two ain't bad sometimes. And tonight that ain't bad. Take a break. Come back. Draft night edition of Sports to the Max. All right, NBA draft going on. Twins won today 1-0 over Cleveland. Chet Holmgren taken number two overall by Oklahoma City. Joining us now, his high school coach, Lance Johnson, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Coach, one day you're going to be sitting around with some coaches. They're going to say, did you coach anybody good? And you're going to be on vacation in Hawaii or something somewhere. And you say, well, I had a couple guys that went in the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, a few.
What's it like when, I mean, we all knew Chet was going to go high first, second, third, et cetera. But what's that like when you're the high school coach and you see a guy that you saw every day in practice get drafted on the big stage?
Well, number one, it's kind of unbelievable. So, yep. Like you said before, you kind of just shake your head and say, what did I do to deserve this? So, mm-hmm. Number one, that's my first thought. I'm just super proud of Chet and the journey he's taken, and especially, you know, it was a different journey than Jalen took, because Chet's was a little different in that he was a later find in terms of his development in his career, and he took off over the last few years, and it's been super fun to see his trajectory and where he's come from in such a short amount of time.
Now, do these NBA teams, you hear about this from time to time, do scouts call you? Do personnel departments call you? Do they want as much information as possible?
Yes. And they ask probably, 50 questions, and 40 of them I don't know the answer to, because they're such, mundane questions like, what's their favorite color? What's their favorite movie? I don't know. Yeah. I think the big thing they want to know is what type of kid they're getting. And, that's where I'm the most proud of these boys that I've had, is I can certainly say that they're high character kids.
So they'll ask, what do you mean? Like, are they on time for practice? Do they stick around after practice? Is it always about the same, or do some teams do a much better and different way of doing it?
Jalen, it was interesting, is Jalen, the first few kind of got me used to the questions, and then all the questions are basically the same. And there's some, literally, what do they like to do in their spare time? And, I don't really know. Probably play video games like every high school kid.
Yeah.
But then I think the bigger questions to them is they want to know their support system. They know their basketball ability. So, they want to know their strengths, their weaknesses. They already know that. I think to them it's more, what's their support system? And that's what's been super cool for me with both those boys, is they have such great families. And I can, honestly say to them, they have incredible support from their families.
And obviously, Chet has a father that played, the University of Minnesota, and he's about a 7-footer as well. His mom's not short either, I might add. She's at every game and right there with him as well. Explain to the people that don't understand, what does that mean? To a student athlete to have parents that are involved like that, what does that mean to their overall development?
It's probably incredible. I mean, they don't have to worry about a thing in terms of rides to games, support after games, the right advice, listen to your coach, all of that stuff comes from parents, and they had parents that were supportive of their coaches. They were supporting, they still give a ton of credit to everybody but themselves. And the fact is, they deserve most of the credit.
Did Jalen Suggs make Chet a much better player because of the way, he's so athletic and so aggressive? Did he bring Chet along to a certain extent, or didn't he have to?
Like I said before, I think they both fed off each other. So I wouldn't say that one brought the other along. I think that when Jalen left, Chet had to do some things that he didn't have to do before, so that actually helped his game.
When Jalen was there, he obviously helped Chet out in terms of, you know, setting him up for lob dunks or three-point shots or stuff like that. But once Jalen was gone, then the leadership, it was on Chet, and Chet had to do some things a little bit differently than he had in the past, and I think it was a good learning experience for him.
Lance Johnson is our guest, Minnehaha Academy basketball coach, his second player in 2 years drafted in the lottery. Chet Holmgren goes number 2 overall to Oklahoma City last year. Jalen Suggs number 5 to Orlando. So they will play against each other. There was some talk they could end up on the same team if they had taken him number 1 overall. When did you know that Chet had, you know, not just, hey, this kid's going to be tall, but this kid's going to be special?
Probably his sophomore year, freshman year, a freshman to sophomore year, you could see defensively how much he affected a game. You know, his sophomore year, I think we played a game against St. Paul Central where he had like 15 block shots and close to 20 rebounds. It was ridiculous. And we started realizing right then that his, you know, defensively, he just totally dominated a game. He had the ability to shoot threes. And like I said before, his game elevated offensively his junior and senior year, where he was able to put the ball on the court a little bit more, get to the hoop, and it became a more all-around game. But it was when he was about a sophomore where we realized he was going to be something special.
Do you think he'll be a Dirk Nowitzki type because his game will just evolve as an outside shooter with that body?
I don't compare him to anybody. It's hard to do that. The big thing for me is Chet's got to be Chet. And I think the big thing he brings to this whole draft class is his upside is incredible. I mean, he, I think, has more upside than any player in the draft just because of the way they will develop his body. And he's already got a ton of skills, but all of them are going to get better. And that's why I think he's going to be really successful in the NBA.
Well, Lance, we appreciate it very much. Know you're traveling. Thanks for giving us a few minutes tonight, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Lance Johnson, head coach, Minnehaha Academy. It's now complete. You know, there's been so much talk about these two for the last couple of years, and now he knows. One's the number 5 overall pick, and one's the number 2 overall pick from the same high school in Minnesota. That's like Joe Mauer being the number 1, a left-handed hitting catcher in Minnesota, and being the number 1 overall pick in baseball coming out of Minnesota, not the South, not California, but was able to bring his skill set to such a level that they couldn't miss him anymore. And I'll never forget that one either. He and Mark Pryor, which one was going to go number 1 overall. And the Twins rolled the dice on Joe Mauer, but some draft day memories start coming back to you. Now, how does this all work for the Timberwolves? How does this all work, in terms of evaluating? There's one guy that spends more time evaluating more players than anybody that I know, and that's Terry Kunze. He watches more basketball games. He's a great player himself, a coach at the college level for the Gophers and beyond for many, many years. And he loves basketball at every level. And he watches Holmgren and Suggs in high school, and he watches the Timberwolves on a regular basis, and he watches the Gophers on a regular basis. When we come back, I'm going to get his take on this, the NBA draft, on where the Timberwolves should go, on what he sees from Holmgren and all that good stuff straight ahead. Twins win today 1-0 over the Cleveland Guardians. They're in action against Colorado tomorrow. More NBA draft talk when we come back.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.